Jack, we're talking about your first reading journal entry, and first I'd like to know, what did you read?
I read Sonny Bill Williams, The Story of Rugby's New Superstar.
Yep, and what is it, what's that about?
It's about an up-and-coming league player who is from New Zealand and moved to Aussie, and everyone reckons he should come over to Union, and that's what he wants to do, and he's chasing the All Black dream, and yeah.
And so does it concentrate on that decision, or is it about a span of a long period of life?
I think a main chunk of it is about that decision, but it does carry on to go on like further. And then when he's in the All Blacks, it carries on as well.
So can you tell me a bit of background about the difference between the rugby league and the rugby union worlds?
Okay, so rugby league, like it's in Aussie and it's more like the American sports, where it's a lot of trading and it's all to do with money. Like Sonny Bill even like said and quoted that he doesn't have much decision of where he plays and stuff for professional league and rugby, mm-hmm. and he wants to get that freedom, mm-hmm. and so he wants to make the move out of rugby league into rugby union.
Yeah, and then. Equally, what's rugby union like by comparison?
I think you get a bit more freedom, but I guess it's kind of where you grew up and stuff. That's where you genuinely play.
So in the case of union, you're still mainly playing in the provinces or the regions that you grew up in, that you have an association with.
Yeah.
Is that always true?
No, in some cases, you could be picked up by another team, and for example, there's a lot of North Island players that have come down to play for the Highlanders and come down to play rugby down south.
Now these games are professional.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference in money? Like, do you get more for being a league player, or
you definitely get more pay than being a league player?
Right. Yeah. So when Sonny Bill's making this choice, he's choosing to end up with less money?
Yeah, I think he is. I think he's also trying to get into the All Blacks, which might actually be more money than just the NRL. But but playing Super Rugby doesn't give him as much money as the NRL would. So I guess there's kind of three stages where Super 18 doesn't have as much money. Then the NRL's got more, and then the All Blacks has even more.
What does the book say about what his motives are for changing?
Okay, so he wants to help his family out, I guess, with a lot of money because he didn't grow up like that well.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to make his family proud. And I think he just wants to kind of make a statement how rugby players should be free, I guess.
Mm. So when you say free, you mean free to choose which team you play for?
Yeah, and exactly. Free to choose which team you play for, and free to make most of your decisions by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
And so what was the reaction when he chose to change codes?
He definitely, when he did change, he definitely did get a lot of, hate from the league players. They kind of sent letters to his family and to him, a lot of, bad things, and saying that he was a coward and stuff for leaving. But all he said, was that he wasn't a coward, that he actually said it was quite a gutsy move, because he was trying to stand up for a lot of other rugby players and his family and himself, so...
And as we know, as times pass, he's been an All Black.
Yeah.
But at the time he made the decision, there was no guarantee of that, was there?
No. He was risking it. So I agree with him. Personally, I agree that it was quite a ballsy move instead of being a coward. So.
Do you think that that his preference for which game he prefers to play from a purely personal sportsman point of view was a factor in the decision? Does he have a preference for one game over the other?
I know for sure that he definitely prefers rugby union.
Right.
I think that may have had
a part. It says that in the book?
Yep, it says it in the book. And
right.
He definitely had a big part in the change, but I think also it was to come back to his family and mm-hmm. help his family out and stuff.
So when you say come back to his family, does that mean also living closer to his family?
I think living close to his family is
Which team did he play for when he moved back to England?
He came back and he actually went to France to make a bit of money, then he came back.
Right.
So he came back obviously he played for the Crusaders and Canterbury in the ITM Cup, and then obviously went to the Blues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the when you reflect on that initial stage of making those decisions, How does that influence you when you make decisions about yourself in sport, or make you think about should you end up having to make decisions like this, whether it's happened in the past or whether it might happen in the future? Are you influenced by this in any way?
I guess I am. It kind of gives me, it gives me an idea of what to expect. I guess a lot of books will do that for me, but like if I went into the professional rugby, which I would like to do, and I didn't know that it was a lot to do with like getting traded and stuff, then I could be quite shocked about it. Yeah. And
do you think that there are things beyond being a good player that affect people's success?
What do you mean?
So one of the things that might seem obvious is that if you're a strong player with good statistics and a, and a good strong history, and you demonstrate good skills on the field, that that would be enough. But one of the things that I'm curious about is if it becomes a commercial situation with trading and cost, then maybe you might be a good player but too expensive.
Yeah.
And therefore a team might not judge you to be a good investment. And so, so does that make sense?
Like,
does that sort of thing happen?
Can
you explain it to me?
In this book, actually, they the league players were saying that they were talking to the union players that he's a $1 million player, like you've got to buy him for $1 million, like or over, like, and all the union player, all the union like managers and stuff were like, oh, is he, like, and then they came to the agreement that he was,
right?
So that's where he got his money off, I guess.
Yeah. So to become a $1 million player, what does that involve? Does that just involve being a successful sportsman, or are there other aspects?
There's a lot of attitude, like, I think.
Right.
Like teammate, like you've got to get along for your teammates and be a good, like all round team like person. You've got to come with a good attitude to training. You know.
Do you think, I don't know if this is true or not, so I'm honestly asking, do you think that, I think about someone like Sonny Bill Williams in the kind of media notoriety that he has. He's a well-known figure in sport, and therefore, because he's in the media, he's in magazines and newspapers and television and on the internet, then perhaps people would see him as a good investment because he attracts attention and therefore attracts revenue for the sponsors. Does that make sense? And that's actually nothing to do with how well he plays rugby.
Exactly.
Is that possible? Like, can it work like that?
I feel like it could, because it would obviously attract a lot more people to, you know, like turn the TV on, you know, watch the team, and like all the like companies and stuff would be getting more money, I guess. But I think one of the main things that actually did get him quite noticed was he made quite a big mistake when he like came out of rugby league and went into union and was about to go on the All Blacks tour, and he I think he was training really hard and he got drunk and made a silly mistake of some sort. And
what happened? Not necessarily what he did do, but what was the result of that or the consequence?
I think he wasn't allowed to go, but he was just he was so disappointed in himself. I think he learned lots from that. That's like the main thing that got him like quite like renowned, I guess.
Right.
Was the mistake, and then he kind of just learned from that and built on that. And
so that's quite interesting, isn't it? Because in a way, what you're saying is, to if you do something wrong, you could end up being more successful.
Yeah. That is kind of what I'm saying. It's kind of a weird way to think of it.
It makes him almost more of a media star than a sports person.
Yeah. So I think Sonny Bill is a lot of his focus is for attention.
Yeah.
I think, and
that's where he gets his money from, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if you're a $1 million player, then the thing that the corporate aspect of the sport is going to say is, how is he going to bring more than $1 million into our sport in order for us to be able to afford to pay him $1 million? And things like that don't just happen through winning games, unfortunately, do they?
No.
So how would that be for you? What if that became an issue? Maybe you were up against another player in selection for a team, and the other player had a really big social media presence and was getting sponsorships, and you weren't. And you felt that maybe the selection could be based on that as much as it's based on your skills as a player.
Okay, so would we still have had like the same skills?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is imaginary.
Imaginary. So I think I wouldn't try force myself to do anything different. I wouldn't like force myself to, like, this is on a personal level, I wouldn't force myself to, you know, try get attention and stuff, because that could obviously stuff me up in like in many ways. So I think
How could it?
Like, you could, I don't know, you could say something dumb on social media and you could like get a lot of hate for it and stuff.
But even that worked well for not that he necessarily did that, but his mistake worked well.
But I think these days, like it's getting more and more serious. I think like he kind of got let off quite easily, but he did make quite a big mistake. And I think if you did that nowadays, it'd be a much bigger consequence. Because
how do you feel? That's interesting. And how do you feel about the idea, though? And I'm just pushing this a little bit. That to be a successful sports person, you also have to be a successful media person.
Personally, I don't really agree on that, because I do in Sonny Bill's case, but not for everyone. Because
can you give me an example of someone, like, for example, Sonny Bill's good looking?
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's irrelevant. Does that make sense? I think it should be, but I don't think it is.
Yeah.
So can you give me an example of someone who perhaps is successful in sport purely through being successful as a sports person?
This boy, Ben Smith.
Tell me about him.
He grew up in Dunedin. No one really knew about him. He kind of just kept going through the grades. He uses social media, but he doesn't really have like many followers. No one really like follows him on like social media and stuff. And he like doesn't post often and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's just there to play rugby, I guess, and that's what makes him one of the best. He just does his hard work. And
so which of the two players would you align yourself more closely to? What can you learn from each of them? It doesn't worry me.
Yeah, I'd like to say I'd be closer to Ben Smith, because obviously I play the same position as him. I kind of base my playing style off him. I also reckon he's a great like person, good role model.
Yeah.
So, and yeah.
How is he a good role model? And how might that be different to someone like Sonny Bill?
Okay, so Sonny Bill, I guess he's kind of like, he's a great person and stuff, but he tries like too many things, I guess. Like he's quite risky, on the field and off the field, as shown. And I think that's a good thing in some circumstances, but I think Ben Smith's just really like modest, like humble, kind of sticks to his own thing and helps the team out and stuff. And so does Sonny Bill, obviously, because he's a great team player. That's why they want him.
Yeah.
And
do you think that someone like Ben Smith could succeed in NRL if he had the skills to do so?
Yeah.
As a character,
I think he could, because I see you getting it. I think if he went over to Aussie and kind of, no diss on Aussies, but if he lived there for a few years, then maybe he could pick up some of their traits. And I think
that would be a disappointment to you.
I wouldn't mind, because I respect him as a person.
Okay.
But
so what you're saying to me, which I find pleasing, is that in the end, the sport is still mainly about the sportsman.
Yeah, I guess it's just two different types of rugby. I like both.
Yeah, but also that you succeed through being a great player and a great team member.
Yeah.
And that the media side of it is still an add-on rather than an essential part of being a player.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'd like to also add that these days the media is getting so much bigger, like social media and everything, and I think the more you try to stay away from it, the better, because... Right. Like I said before, you could just like, you could make so many, like if you say one wrong thing, like they'd pick it up and they'd, like it would go viral. Just like recently Israel Folau said some really rude thing about being homosexual and gay, and it's just gone crazy, which he deserves it. But
so interesting thing there is, have you been sponsored before?
No.
Say you were, and let's say it's a small sponsorship, like a clothing sponsorship from someone, so they provide all your clothing.
Yeah.
And all they require is that you wear it, which is fine.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'd be happy about that.
But
the other thing is that you're grateful to them for doing that, and they would hope that they would see you photographed for the newspaper and
yep.
that you'd have a bit of a profile on
yeah.
social media
yeah.
because that's how they're getting
yeah, exactly.
a benefit to yep. their sponsorship. How would you feel about that? Would that be something you'd want to get yourself involved in?
I feel like I would rather get myself involved more on not so much the social media but more ads. I think a lot of money is made off, like, you see Richie McCaw, who's another prime example of a person who doesn't use social media, and he's just on lots of ads, which is quite funny to see, and he's promoting his sponsors like that.
Yeah.
It's more...
Would you ever say no to a sponsor who you didn't agree with?
I think if I had a choice between two, I'd only pick, like, only obviously the one that I agree with, but if it was my first sponsor, then... I don't know, that'd be a tough decision, I think.
Based on reading Sonny Bill Williams' book, do you think that anything he's done could guide you in a decision like that? Like, is there something you could refer to say, oh, if I'm in that situation, what choice would I make? Because I think it's hard to make these choices when you're actually faced with them.
Yeah.
It's easy to talk about it in terms of what other people do.
Yeah, I feel like if I was in a sticky situation like Sonny Bill and I had to change between, like, say, if I was playing rugby union and I'd say I had a girlfriend in Australia and I had family over there, and I think I'd make the decision, like, and, you know, stand up for the family and for rugby as well, like switching maybe to rugby league or something.
So things like family could be a family deciding factor.
Yeah. I think it is, like, the biggest factor. Yeah. And, yeah, like, no matter, like, I guess... I love both sports, and I think I love union more, but if it was to come down to family, then...
That could be the thing.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I think I've got everything out there.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Cool, thanks.